This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
First to Watertown, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. There is a manhunt underway for one of the suspects in the Boston Marathon bombings. The other suspect was killed in a shootout with police. Authorities are now asking residents of Watertown and other towns nearby to stay in their homes. For more, we're joined from Watertown by Katie Zesma. She's a correspondent with the Associated Press. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so people are being told to stay home. They've shut down the transit system. What else can you tell us?
So right now, the authorities are emphasizing that people need to stay in their homes. They have basically shut down the entire city of Watertown, Massachusetts. They are not allowing traffic in or out. They are urging everyone to stay in their homes, to not go outside, to not congregate. And they're saying the same to people in the surrounding communities, in Cambridge, in Belmont, in the Boston, Brighton section of Boston. It's a really large area. And they're emphasizing that there's a full-on manhunt going on, and this person is armed and extremely dangerous.
And people are just waking up to this. I mean, have you seen any people where you are?
You know, I saw some people earlier in the night. The manhunt started in a very residential section of Watertown when it actually ended up here. There were apartments and houses, and there were people in the street just because they were woken up by it at 2 or 3 in the morning, and they were nervous. There were sounds of gunshots that were going off. There were dozens and dozens of police cars, of SWAT team vehicles. People were just scared, and you can see people are the city and the town are starting to wake up. It's finally light out, and I think a lot of people are waking up to something that they just won't be able to believe is happening where they live.
Katie Zesma, correspondent for the Associated Press, joining us from Watertown, Massachusetts. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.